Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. What's good, what's good, what's good, everybody out there? This your boy, Emax the Image Man, and I want to say hello to you. It is August the 6th, man. This year is flying by. It has flown by. And I know some of y'all out there are like, well, damn. You know? I don't know why everybody tripping right now. For whatever reason, man, we got some real bad shit going on out here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm not feeling it. I'm not getting it. And it just don't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? What we doing out here, trying to live, trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? They beating us, man. They beating us over the head. And we really need some help. Okay? Federal government really ain't doing shit for us, man. Seriously, I honestly believe that this is a plan. It's part of the plan, y'all know. That we have this situation called martial law. There's a lot of stuff going on the internet about it. It's a lot of videos on YouTube, a lot of links you can follow to get some of that information on there and keep your head, you know what I'm saying, in a place where you can understand and you'll see a lot of the stuff that's going on. Before we get into this topic, I want to just make a couple statements. I want to say to everybody out there that you can be and believe whatever it is that you want to. You don't have to follow the crowd. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be afraid to stand on your own. You ain't got to be afraid to say, hey, I'm the shit, and I'm going to live the way I choose to live. As long as it's right and it ain't hurt nobody. When it comes to the dope, don't nobody put a gun to your head and say, hey, buy this dope for me. Don't nobody put a gun to your head and say, go sell this shit. You know what I mean? We all make choices, man, and sometimes the choices we make are not necessarily in our own best interest. Think about it. Okay, we got to think about the decisions that we make. We got to think about some of the shit we doing out here, y'all. It ain't making no sense. You know what I mean? I used to get into it with different preachers. We talked to different people that had a different viewpoint for me, and that's cool because everybody don't think the way I think. You know what I'm saying? Truthfully, I feel like I'm special. Especially in the way that, you know, the way you feel about me or whatever, I don't have no no issues with that and none of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We cool on that. You know, if you feel like you want to, you know, tear me down or you need to tear me down, then you know what I'm saying? Have at it. Because I got some shit for you anyway. Now, on a personal thing, I would like to tell y'all motherfuckers out there that like to drive cars, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter what the people behind you look like, you know what I'm saying? You don't own the road, so if somebody driving behind you and you feel like you need to slow down because somebody, I don't need nobody driving all behind me, then pull your slow driving ass over. If I don't know what it is with y'all women, y'all so fucking competitive on a goddamn road, y'all will block each other off. I was trying to take the kids to get some Popeye's chicken today. I'm sitting there trying to turn up into the parking lot, but it was enough space for people to get out, and there was enough space for people to slide past the people going through the drive-thru. Unfortunately, everybody was trying to hit the drive-thru. So, instead of leaving the space for my black ass to get through, I might have just been trying to turn around or something. All I want to do is hit the parking lot. I don't care about getting out and getting in, going to get my chicken. But, you know, there's one woman zoomed in to keep another woman from getting there, but the second woman was sitting out on the street, you know, basically to make sure nobody gets in until she gets off the street. So cars started backing up, you know what I'm saying, on the street because this woman wanted to get her chicken. I wanted to get mine too. So I patiently waited for the drive-thru line to move forward, and I'd be damned if I got ready to turn this motherfucker. Thought he was going to turn up there in front of me. I kept going because my van is like 10,000 pounds. And that could have been a beautiful video for YouTube. Woman crashes into a man's van because she wants some chicken. I would have been laughing at that myself, y'all. So, please, y'all, stop being so fucking crazy when y'all drive. Got that? Cool. Now, what I'm tripping on mostly is how a lot of, you know, these leaders out here, we got to, okay, first of all, let me say something. I know that we living in a time right now, everybody got this New World Order shit, everybody tripping on these FEMA camp things, the way the cops is just attacking us. You know what I'm saying? They really fucking attacking the people. And it's fucked up because that's their job. They have to take orders. It's like if you was at McDonald's and you motherfuckers said I didn't want no pickles on my shit and you didn't feel like not putting pickles on somebody's motherfucking sandwich just because you didn't feel like being at work that day. You gonna fuck up everybody's motherfucking order because you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't make something, that motherfucking line leader or that night manager or that manager, who they're going to send your punk ass home. You fucked up on your hours, your money. You just might get fired. You never know. And this ain't the time to be looking for a motherfucking job. You know what I'm saying? So when they boss tell them, jump out. Before these motherfuckers pass this law, we need you to break as many motherfucking necks as you can. We'll worry about the paperwork later. Do what the fuck you gotta do. Any means necessary, because if you don't, these motherfuckers gonna run over us. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta protect ourselves while we protect the rich. You know, we don't ever hear those conversations, but I guarantee you they there. I guarantee you they there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a band of brothers. So you got to be, you know, really, you got to kind of just be like, well, fuck, it's the way it is. Because we can't control that. And we can, but we can't. You know what I'm saying? We the people that voted these motherfuckers into office, but officers are selected. We don't have to vote them in. It used to be, but not no more. They didn't decide that they're more powerful than the people, and they got the best interest in the people. And believe you me, to subdue the people is their motherfucking plan. And me speaking as somebody that's just regular, you know what I'm saying? I might be sitting here sipping on a little bit of wine every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Puffing on a little bit of herb. Y'all motherfuckers don't listen to me, but I'm going to tell you what the fuck I see. And I'm going to tell you what the fuck I understand. Okay? Right now they got that movie running around this motherfucker hitting color straight. You know what I'm saying? We got to look at that movie really for what it is. It's a man's stepping on other people's neck. You know what I'm saying? To get that movie done, it costs a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why a brother such as that couldn't appeal to, say, Tyler Perry or Oprah. Maybe they could have got some, you know, big-time funding. But you got to really, really pay attention to more than what they just saying in the video, okay? They got plenty of black history for you. They got plenty of history about the Moors. They got plenty of movies, this Christian thing and Horus and ISIS and all of that. They got plenty of information about Africa and, you know, DNA and this and that and the other. No. Your motherfucking roots. You know, knowledge is power. To understand where your race of people came from and what type of people they were and what things they did, you know what I'm saying? You cannot put off the fact that this is the way things used to be. It may have been true. You know what I'm saying? When your Uncle Willie tell you a story about some of the shit he done, he embellishes a few stories every now and then. When you tell your friends about some shit you've done, you embellish the story a little bit because we all want it to seem a little bit more interesting. If not interesting, convincing. And if, unfortunately, us being human beings, we are not easily convinced unless the shit seems interesting. See, if it's interesting enough, it'll make you think. You know what I'm saying? You got a point there. Let me see this. Let me see that. But I've read a lot of comments, about 600 of them. And out of those comments about that movie, believe it or not, I saw the movie a couple of times. I'm going to watch it again on the bootleg, though. Perfect clear copy on the bootleg. I don't know where it was released first. But it doesn't seem like one of those I went to the movies and recorded it myself bootlegs either. And it does not have a promotional copy stamped all over this motherfucker. So I watched it and I was interested. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all know I'm black myself. So I ain't really got nothing to say about us and said we need to, you know, deal with our shit, you know, internally. But unfortunately, the powers that be will not allow that to happen because from day one, they've been in our fucking business. You know what I'm saying? Because they run this motherfucking shit. They took the shit from us and hid it from us. Had half of us thinking we came from Africa any motherfucking way. And we didn't. There was more black motherfuckers here on this continent, okay, than there was in Africa. They might have took some motherfuckers from there and brought them here, but they took a whole lot of motherfuckers from here and left them there. I want y'all to look up the Freedmen's Bureau. And I found out where that was. You're a trip. I know sometimes I get a little bit excited about my conversation, and it's cool because I really feel compelled to talk about some of the shit that, you know what I'm saying, I've been led to understand. Now, I'm not no black activist. I'm not no community leader or none of that. I'm just an average black man out here trying to find a job. I got a lot of time on my hands, and I read. And even when I was working, man, I would take a few hours out, read the newspaper, watch all different types of news. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, a lot of information out there. Just like a lot of people didn't know that out in Toledo, Ohio, they was having a water ban because of the algae building up the toxins in the water so bad you couldn't even take a shower or brush your teeth, let alone drink that shit. Y'all better watch out. You know what I'm saying? They trying to shoot this little depopulation agenda off. They don't get it off, because if you got enough money, you pretty much can do what you want to do. And when you got some juice or what they call power, you know, you tell somebody to do something, you know what I'm saying, out of fear, you know what I'm saying, or some type of fear, they going to do what they told. Well, I had to follow orders. That's some bullshit. I want to send a shout out to Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious, and Miss Nikki. Hello to everybody out there that was, you know what I'm saying, involved in that situation. Shout out to everybody out here in Cleveland, Ohio, and East Cleveland. Al Porter, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? All of you other radio station DJs, and talk show hosts, and this and that. Other. I want to send shouts out to y'all because, you know, a lot of information. I listen to a lot of different other shows, too. So a lot of information that I get, it comes from you guys. And I just want to say thank y'all because even some of the information, as far-fetched as it may seem, you know, I'm on this deprogram myself initiative, man, to basically absorb shit and then, you know, check it out for myself. That's what I encourage on my Facebook page, watchers, listeners. There's a lot of people that hate me on Facebook. Now, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here for nobody. I got children, I got grandchildren. So all y'all grown folks that don't like what I say or whatever, and so what? You know what I'm saying? But it's always somebody, you know what I'm saying, that you ain't going to please. And that's all right with me. As long as I talk to one person, as long as one person say to me, that was all right there, man. You meant that was cool. I checked that out. You was right about that. It wasn't that I was right about it. It was that I came across it and found it to be interesting, and I basically did my own investigation and came up with my own hypothesis from what I understood. And you know what? I stand under this knowledge. That means yes. But for y'all simpletons, you know what I comprehended. Okay. See, I comprehend that I don't know how to read the hieroglyphs. I comprehend that we were handed this information, whether they say they were just, you know, they're jewel dropping, whistle blowing, sneaking and putting up the videos and this and that and the other, or putting the information out there under the fear of death, you know, that type of shit. It's out there. You get it and you use it for what you need to use it for. Okay? That is the point that I'm trying to make, man. Y'all got to understand, I ain't trying to preach to nobody. I'm just trying to open up some ears, open up some eyes, just like mine was. You know, they call it paying it forward. You know what I'm saying? A long, long time ago, they set up this shit called COINTELPRO, you know what I mean? And it basically was a spinoff from the King Alpha Plan. And then Agenda 21 came out of that, too. It's when, you know, one thing that I'm really, really, really trying to figure out is why the fucking Mexicans. The Mexicans, man. Y'all come in just as many shades as us black folks, and yet y'all hate us. Y'all motherfuckers is just as rowdy and this and that and the other as we are, and y'all hate us. And you motherfucking hunkies out there, y'all treacherous. But y'all hate us. I don't understand this shit. Black people do the same thing any and every other motherfucking race of people out there do, and yet y'all choose us to fuck with. The person that I... understand today, I understand why y'all afraid. Y'all afraid. You can't not be. You know what I'm saying? It's impossible to basically set yourself up for failure and not fall. You know what I mean? So if you set me up for failure, of course I'm going to fail, man. If you're in charge of every damn thing and you put the shit up and set it up so that I cannot pass your test, so that I cannot get through your barriers, only a certain few do. And those who do, I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying, one, if it's 100 motherfuckers that make it through y'all barriers, one of them will help another motherfucker or convince you, Mr. Boss, this is a good man. Let him on through the barrier. It's a terrible thing we're dealing with in this country. But the problem we're dealing with is the fact that those that are in charge of everything keep all of you other motherfuckers so fucked up about black people. See, they know what it is about black people. And they don't want you to know what it is about black people, so they keep on spewing dumb shit on you. You know what I mean? It's got to be saved. The white race is the supreme race, so the white race got to be saved. But I'm going to tell you, white motherfucker, something. It's another motherfucker that's whiter than you, and he know it. And his eyes is just as blue as yours, but it's a difference. He knows where his bloodline comes from. Mm-hmm. You don't. It's just as many rich black folks out there and wealthy black folks out there that want to be as quiet as those wealthy white motherfuckers out there too. White people just like to show off shit. Poor black people like to act like they got shit. The black people who got shit don't act like they got shit. They don't sit the shit out there like that. You know what I mean? Like, they'll build some motherfucking $400,000 houses, excuse me, homes in the hood for the black doctors and nurses and professionals who can perform it. Excuse me. Afford it. But then, you know what I'm saying, they'll leave everybody else out in the cold like, fuck you. If you had done your job, you could have afforded this shit too. You know what I'm saying? Tell us how you did it, man. What part of you did you look into that made you decide to pull up your straps? And apparently, your medical school debt is paid for because you got a motherfucking $400,000 home sitting right next to a home that they probably would only sell for about, now that your home is there, about $250. But a few years before your home was there, it would have been about $80. And they got to keep their shit up. You made it through the barrier. Help some of us make it through the barrier. Talk to us. Bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Call it to the show and let us know what the hell y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Max the Image, and I'm going to play a song right quick because I know, I'm rambling off at the motherfucking mouth. That's that orange cream. You know what I'm saying? We have some good shit for you tonight, man. We're going to still get into that stop and frisk shit that's getting ready to start kicking it out here in our city, which we don't understand why. But we're going to play Queen Nana. She got a song, man. It's called Black People.
Hood Talk Radio. It's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there. Music.
Feel like
we're fighting for unity.
Don't you feel like
let's come together and break free.
Don't you feel like
I feel it changing me. No longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream that still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to fit in the seat? Steve Harvey keep bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
That's what it do. That's what it do. 646-478-0944. This your boy Max and Image, Cleveland Zone Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. That was Queen Nana called Black People. All right. In my opinion, you know, don't get me wrong, man. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, a lot of people, I heard, okay, this is where I came with this view. It was almost like everything I wanted to say. I watched a video on YouTube this afternoon, young man's rebuttal on Brother Tyreek, whatever his name is, in the movies, you know, Hidden Colors 3 or 2 or whichever one he was complaining about. The thing is, man, we kind of felt the same. You know, the man was mad because a lot of black people were sharing it with each other and boo, 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 boo. Nobody was going, like, one person might have bought it online and downloaded it and burned a few copies and was giving it away or selling it, whatever he was doing. You know, if it was meant strictly for us to have some information, man, then, you know, it wouldn't matter whether or not you sold a million copies or not. Blown is that bullshit, the revolution must be marketed. You know, shit gotta be sold. That's the same shit they used to tell us in church, that it costs money to spread the word of God. It should not. You know what I mean? When the Lord got you to say something to somebody, they don't gotta pay you to get that word. You know what I'm saying? When the Lord puts something on your heart and you need to share it, you shouldn't expect nobody to feed you for it. You shouldn't expect nobody to give you no damn free meal after you listening to them, you know, talk about God and Jesus, when they really don't know. They just, you know, heard somebody else or went to a school that said, all right, we think you're good enough. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the power that I get from reading the Quran. I appreciate the power that I got from reading the Bible. The translated scriptures or whatever you want to call them from Jehovah's Witnesses. Everybody got something in their Bible that's just a little bit different from the other. We got all this talk about the Council of Nicaea. We got all this talk about Zeitgeist. We got all this talk about Ray Hagans. We got all these white supremacists saying Christianity is the way. We got these black people saying Islam is the way. We got some old black people over here saying Hebrew Israelitism is the way. We got some over here that says Judaism is the way. Who the fuck is right? It's got to be a reason why we are all separated on these things, and believe it or not, we was all made by the same creator. We want to put it on each other's head that we got something different than the other person got from the Creator. There's a million of us that can sing. There's a million of us that got rap skills. There's a million of us that can do music. There's a million of us that can do beats. There's a million of us that have that voice for radio. There's a million of us that have something that's just like another human being on this motherfucking planet. I'm going to get Cheese in on this conversation. Cheese, what's happening, man?
What's going on? What's going on there with you?
Oh, man, you sound like you was in the dead zone for a minute.
Nah, shit. Just sitting around, man, and shit. Waiting on this boy to get off the damn phone. So I had to do emergency break-in.
You know what it is.
Cracking, though. I didn't even catch the beginning of the statement there.
All right. Well, tonight's topic we're going to be talking about, in the next half hour, we're going to be talking about the stop and frisk shit that's going on now. All of a sudden, it's a big thing in Cleveland. But I was basically making my comments on all of a sudden, all of these black organizations getting in on this black power movement again and this and that and the other. All these movies that set up here to inform black people about this and that other, like Hidden Colors. You know, I was just talking about how I watched a lot of videos about people who, you know, people, you got to take the good with the bad or the bad with the good, however you want to say it. But a lot of people is jumping on this bandwagon all of a sudden, you know, about, you know, black superiority and what the ancients did and, you know, us not knowing our history and shit. But they're taking the shit to a different level, in my opinion, man. And my opinion is, it's fine and dandy, but some of these main motherfuckers that's pushing that shit is mad when people bootleg they shit and or share with other black people who, in their own words, say, you know, they feel like, you know, everybody needs to have this information. What you feel about that?
Well, there's two ways. Either the world can be enlightened and understand that we all need to work in conjunction with each other, or we can create separation and we can wait for the meteor to come in 2029 and blow the whole damn planet up. So now what do they want to do? What do they want to do? They want to start getting their shit together now and start working in conjunction. I don't understand. Where is it? Black, white, purple, Chinese, come from another planet. If you're here, what the hell are we doing in conjunction with each other? I mean, we got to get past all of this shit about people talking about something as one secular race and we're going to be a dominant rule. Listen, you can dig a hole as deep as you want to go. If this planet gets bombarded, then therefore it is not here no more.
Dude, what then, you gonna hide from there?
Then where you gonna hide? You ain't gonna be able to hide nowhere and shit. You could take it. You could try to preserve all your technology and all that type of shit. But if the planet is not here, then what are you gonna do?
Exactly.
Now back to your original question and everything. About the black leaders and everything coming. I'm glad to see them coming and stepping up to the plate because for so long they just stood to the damn sidelines and never said nothing and let them continue to
create the suppression.
And when you looked at Martin Luther King being assassinated in 68, then you see all of the shit start to backslide and go downhill. How do you go from lifting people to the point where everybody came from the farmsteads and said that we'll come and educate ourselves and march in the right for the equality. But yet, now we get to the future and shit, when you look at the prison systems, 90% of the fucking race is black. That's incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be the free world. How in the hell are you free? This ain't nothing but just a modern-day slavery that is designed to entrap you and keep you suppressed to the point where is it you can't do nothing.
That's right. And that's exactly what the end of my statement was when you was coming in. It was like, I basically said that we came from the same fucking creator. You know, I was saying it's a million motherfuckers that can sing. It's a million motherfuckers that can rap. It's a million motherfuckers that got some super powerful brains. Everybody got something from the creator that nobody else has, but what they have, a million other motherfuckers got it. It's just in a different personality package. You know what I'm saying? We only got one. It was only one motherfucker that made us. Okay, so all of that other shit about the shade of your skin or, you know, you smart over here or you wealthy over there. Some people hoard shit. Some people hold shit. Some people hide shit. And I was just basically saying, like, say you was in a fight and you hit a motherfucker with a two-piece and bust his nose. Sometimes, you know, it's more prettier than just, you know, I hit a nigga with a two-piece and, you know, boom. You know what I'm saying? Bust his nose and he backed up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you had to get mad. That boy had to pop you a couple of times and make you pull some shit out the box.
That's
you
right.
Know, they don't talk about the whooping you got before you was able to get that two-piece off.
That's right.
Then you don't look like you don't look like a champion then.
Everybody always
want
to talk about the victory, but they don't want to talk about the struggle to get to the victory.
That's right. That's right. And
just
that's
like
the
now,
that they
look
put
at
out
the struggle
there.
That they got the youth in. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They took out the power from the parent. Now, this is a question I'm going to recap back on from Al Porter show last segment that he had when I called in on that Monday run when they were saying, what is it that we can do for the youth? Okay. Simple. Understand one key thing is that you took out the power from the parent and therefore left it up to the instructor. But yet the instructor couldn't control that youth. And then you try to go ahead and say that the youth are uncontrollable and disrespectful to the elders, but yet you took that control away from the parent. Now, when a parent was whooping ass and everything, tell a motherfucker that he needed to get his ass up and go to school, he or she had to get their ass up and go to school and do what they're supposed to do and come home and study. They had to deal with all the attitudes of these kids calling themselves wanting to be free and independent. Now that they have learned the fucking future and everything, these same free and independent kids are the ones who can't get no damn jobs because of what? Well, let's analyze that situation. Okay, we can rule out drugs because everyone smart enough realized that you can't be no damn drug dealer because the old saying goes that you can't make a career out of selling drugs. Number one.
Right.
Number two is that, okay, the youth that did dabble and call themselves being slick, they ended up catching those first tickets. But you got to remember, see, the old school used to be whereas if you caught a ticket before you turned 18 and everything, shit, you was just in a juvie status, and that shit got all swiped and your slate was clean. Ah, but when remember now, as the kids progressed in that world where they thought that they had that independence, remember they changed the rules. They told the kids, now your ass can be tried as an adult at an age of 12. Now you out there ripping and running the road, thinking that you can't listen, you ain't going to listen to your parents and everything, and you out here having this promiscuous sex and everything and doing what you're supposed to do and not protect yourself. Now here you got the new phase of incarceration for the youth under domestic violence and what we call what? Stalking.
Yep.
Driving under suspension.
Yeah,
see, this new round, these new strikes was to get you for
a
domestic violence, driving under suspension, and menacing. Because you got to remember, you're not smart enough to understand that you were supposed to enlighten your own self based on what you said in the beginning. God gave us all a gift. But yet, do we utilize any of our hidden talents? Do we tap into our third realm and understand what we're good at doing and to pursue those avenues? No. We rather run around and bitch and complain about what we don't have and how the white man is going to suppress you and won't let you move forward. People that did that shit to themselves. And time again, when you look at it, if an individual says they want to do something, can't nothing stop you but yourself.
That's right. And you know we here every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes she starts in and drop jewels on y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I want to send a shout out to Voice It Radio and Black on Black Crime Incorporated out here in Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know that we around the table, you know what I'm saying, getting our heads together, man, trying to come up with a solution. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people like to give us, you know, their ideas on what might work and this and the other, but it's always those people that really just want to be in control of us, you know?
Well, you got to remember why the control factor comes into play, because you got to remember, whoever comes up with the viable idea got to have a labor force.
Yeah.
Somebody got to fucking make the shit. But yeah, if you don't create, I mean, this has been going on since the beginning of time.
You're damn right. This is the point I'm trying to make to all these stupid motherfuckers. People get caught up in all of that differences and all of that. There ain't no motherfucking difference. The same shit that black people do is the same shit that Mexicans do. The same shit that Mexicans do is the same shit that French do. The same shit that French do is the same shit that Germans do. And the Russians and so on and so on and so on and so on. You live in a hood in Iran. Okay? Take your hard ass over to Afghanistan and live in a hood over there.
Yeah. This is just an old type of hood. Look, even knowing people on that side of the planet, it still isn't safe. For the simple fact that you can walk down the street and something could come out of the sky and just blow everything up.
And just blow everything up. That's right.
When you look at the tyranny of how one should have to live in those regions, why should the people have to suffer because the leaders don't want to come together and compromise based on what is going to be good for the people? See, everybody's
right.
Running around and everybody want to be the billionaires and the trillionaires. Okay, you can have your lovely oasis and everything off in the cut somewhere. You can do what you're supposed to do. But you got to remember, in order for you to have them billions and trillions and shit, the people still were the backbone behind every civilization. And when you look at what's going on, that is why all the people continue to rally and stand up and protest. Okay, what you going to do? You going to kill all the people off because they want a righteous way of life? What about you big tycoon motherfuckers and shit? When y'all was out there trying to make y'all Fortune 500 and someone told you, oh, no, that idea don't sound viable. We're going to need you to go back to the drawing board. You don't think that they were stonewalling you boys back then? Because they didn't want y'all in the game then, so you had to go and attack in a different situation. So this is the same thing on how the people are attacking the governments based on us having to always continue to come up with a different solution on how to attack the problem.
Hey, check it out. You mentioned something about how far long ago that shit started. I was doing some studying on the Egyptian system, man, of citizenship, and I swear they made it seem like everybody that was born in Egypt was a citizen. Some of the motherfuckers had to be slaves. You know,
it's the same thing that goes on in the conquest to take over different territories. Now, taking over different territories, what did you do? What you going to do? You can't say there wasn't no people living in those different regions. It wasn't nothing but just
that's
the
right.
Egyptians who lived on the land and it was just them. No. You had different, you know, civilizations that were spread throughout the whole world. And when you looked at the different empires, see, this is where people have to pay attention to, just like the United States. You know, once you had France go through its demise, the United States stepped up to the plate.
Right.
That's how we became
somebody
a superpower.
Somebody got to live in a castle. Somebody got to live in a castle. I said, somebody got to live in a castle. And somebody got to live in a motherfucking hut.
See, if you pay attention to what they had on the television the other day when they were talking about all the kings came together and had to sit down and have a little powwow, all right? Well, we still got kings that live on the planet? But they don't tell you about these people because, see, they don't want to be all out there in the limelight. Only time they come
right.
out is when you start fucking with their damn territory. That's
right.
the only reason why you got them coming out the box, because when you get mass exodus of people that starts to transcend across the planet, once again, for the people that was displaced in these war-torn areas, where are they going?
Mm-hmm.
They hitting all these borders and all these once again, I ain't going to say liberators because you're not liberating no motherfucking body. I'm gonna stick to the dictators. The dictators
right.
are the ones that are continuing to dictate the traffic and how they want the shit to come to their region.
mm-hmm.
And once again,
right.
how can you tell a person or a human being that you are not worthy of coming to our land? But yet you want to come and
be innovative.
Over the place,
man.
You want to become
it's
innovative
all over the damn place.
And start to sell your ideals to the world. Well, what if the world
mm-hmm.
don't want to buy your ideals or your inventions? Which is where I feel where is that this is the problem. See, how can we go into, the 21st century, but yet we ain't creating shit. We're not innovative. We're not even trying to be part of the solution. We more part of the problem.
That's right. Everybody
just like they said, okay, the Fukushima nuclear
shit.
Reactor plants. You hear me? The Fukushima nuclear reactor plants melted down over there. They said that nuclear waste reactor water shit is all going out into the ocean and shit, right?
Yep.
If don't nobody come together with the EPA and all these other water pollution control organizations and shit, start to get they shit together, not when the shit start getting close to our borders, now.
Right.
Create a fucking solution to the problem. Fix this shit. If it requires for us to have to mobilize and get half of the whole fucking world together, whereas if we got to come up with a viable solution, that's what we need to do. This is where the unity comes into play. You know, right now, shit, you know, all the countries are rich, but yet don't no one want to exploit the riches of what they have to share with the rest of the world. Everyone wants
mm-hmm.
to create their own intake and say that this is what we need, and right now, if you ain't got it, then we're going to find it from somewhere else. But when they find it from somewhere else, they come find out that shit is contaminated and it killed off all their people.
That's right, and that's fucking ain't right. You know, and I had touched up on that little water thing they had going on up there in Toledo, and people wasn't really, they was laughing it off like it's some type of motherfucking joke. You know
yeah, but
when
you got to remember,
man.
The human body needs water every day.
Yeah.
You can go with food.
But Toledo
you
ain't that fucking far
for two,
away,
three
man.
Days.
Toledo, I mean, I looked at that shit as a test, you know what I'm saying, to see how people was going to react. You know, motherfuckers going through no rioting. They didn't have no videos of people. I mean, they ain't had no water. They couldn't take no shit.
See, how you gonna go riot, man, when you're weak?
Right. And
you gotta remember, man, when the body don't get water over a 72-hour period, you are weak. You are delirious. You are not trying to exert no energy. They better watch that Survivor Man shit.
For real. Hey, you know, it's amazing, man. It's amazing how when they want to test us for something, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, Cleveland is hosting the Republican National Convention. And, you know, right before or right after, rather, they announced that Cleveland won a spot, we had fucking tornado swirls in every black neighborhood over in the city. From fucking downtown all the way out to Cleveland Heights, all the way out to Hewitt. Everybody that was saturated had a tornado swirl. Now, I tell everybody out there that that was their way of saying, we fuck y'all up. You know, they just steered that heart machine over the city, man. So, you know, niggas was behaving themselves that day. Because them tornadoes could have easily touched down in this motherfucker, man. We ain't never had tornadoes ever. As long as I've been on this damn planet, man, I've only seen tornado warnings. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen no actual motherfucking tornado.
we have them out there in the woods.
Yeah, I'm leaving it on
there. Man, if you continue to keep cutting back the woods and shit, what are you doing? You're opening up barren land. Barren land gives tornado power. Any storm starts out, you know, with high winds and everything can kick up. But if you, once again, cut back the trees and start building these houses all up in the woods, and shit, they don't realize it, but, you know, I didn't came to my conclusion. If you move into the woods, the animals are coming to the inner city.
Yeah, buddy.
Simple as that. So you keep taking your fool ass out to the woods and everything. Next thing you know, you're going to fuck around, wake up, and there's a bear going to be in your damn bedroom.
Right. Tapping on the window.
Right now, shit. They couldn't understand why the squirrels and raccoons and shit was getting all up into their attics and all this type of shit, because you are out there in the damn boonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to continue to keep running and running and running away from the inner city and everything. But, I mean, once again, there's the problem. Instead of talking about the problem, they want to run away from the shit and try to create their own different solution. But then they get their asses caught up, because now they get out there and get sucked into the false belief that they're going to go and build them a Knott's Landing neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
That now that they can go and be safe because they got a cul-de-sac that they live in, where now your house is worth $450,000. But now Billy ain't got that damn job to pay for that shit, you're going to start losing neighbors.
Right. Well, hey, y'all, I want y'all not to forget this weekend coming up from 12 to 8, you got the Glenville Festival. All right, and they're supposed to have a jazz band there, Tony Q and a Discovery band, a Spirit Plus band, and the boys from 71 North with that song, Big Moochie Shuffle, and you know what I'm saying, the Omen's Groove, and there's a couple other acts that's coming up there too. So, you know what I mean, if you can make it up there this weekend, the parade start at 10. You know what I'm saying, 105 and Superior, and then go makes his way on down to what does they call that little park right there? Let me see. I got a piece of paper with the name of that park on it. But it's going to be out there. They have one every year, and it's nice, but for this point, it's going to be.
Isn't that the one across from the Glenville School?
Well, no, they don't have it up there no more. At Sam Miller Park on 88th and St. Clair.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Sam Miller. They call it the Sam Miller Park. It's a nice little park, man. A little, you know, on the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers property down there at the bottom. They dedicated it to the man right off of Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's right.
They call that the Sam Miller Pot. So they close off the little area back there. It goes, I don't know where it goes, but they close off the closing. So it's one way in and one way out. I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? One year I happened to go over there. This brings us into the fucking conversation I've been wanting to have all night, man. Won't none of them punk ass motherfuckers on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and a couple of, now these stupid ass motherfuckers on YouTube, because, you know, they always got something to say when black people stand up for each other. You know, they always got something to say stupid. But when it comes to people in your region, you know what I'm saying, people you might pass one day in a store, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, say what you need to say then. They don't want to fuck with you. They won't say nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? So they'll either not respond to the shit or they'll say something negative, which is
well,
crazy. But
if
the
you're
thing
saying
is,
something
man,
negative, my little comment towards that there is if they're saying something negative about it, that means that they've been already talking negative about the whole black race behind the black race's back.
That's right. It's you know, people so motherfucking into that it's about me. You know, it's
how
about
can it
me
be about
thing,
you
man,
when you need someone else in order for you to get to the next base on the playing field? You
That's
think
right,
you can go to school
not
and not have the instructor instruct anything to you, so therefore now you're a little bit more wiser than you was before you came in here 24 hours ago?
Hmm.
See, that's the
man,
misconception on how they mislead our people in their thing is when they start talking down to them instead of talking to them and trying to help them and try to figure out, like, they like the councilman's ass. You know, I'm back on my councilman's run because I want to see where the hell they going to come out the box at. Because it's been so many of them who wants to be elected, but yet when you watch the city council meetings and everything, everybody look like they bored up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look like you doing too much of the people's work to me.
That's right.
And to answer
that
question about our people and everything, the reason why our people feel so disconnected is because even though you're trying to do whatever you need to do to survive, which is not right, but yet you trying to do what you need to do to try to survive. But in the end,
mm-hmm,
if you do fall on the bended knee and everything, you're not supposed to be persecuted for the rest of your damn life.
Damn
and that's
right,
what they're doing. You can't hold this shit over people's heads for their whole life and then expect for them to be a respectable citizen in society. When you got this individual walking up the street just bitter and angry because he'd have been to damn near 20 fuckers places trying to put in applications, but they won't give him an opportunity because he got a felony that happened 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I don't
want to
hear
right,
that bullshit about them talking about some, oh, you can go and get that shit expunged and all that type shit. That's a bullshit. So many
it's
young brothers out here are
straight
struggling
up
because they've been there. They went down there and talked to the public defender. The public defender told them, saying, well, listen, you didn't have too many arguments with your baby mama. And in your past
mm-hmm
life, you was an ex-drug dealer. So you got a domestic violence, you got a felony, you got some misdemeanors. Oh, no, no, no. We can't hire you in society because you're a menace. But once again,
that's
did you
right
not just go ahead and create what I call the invisible prison? So now you're locking people up on the outside versus locking them up on the inside. And then, once again, you want to wonder why they're mobilizing with gangs.
Mm-hmm. There's something else. I did, you know what I'm saying? I brought up the point because Jeff Johnson, the Councilman Jeff Johnson, all right, he got his name and his face all over the flyer and everything, and it was him and Zach Reed. It's funny to me that the two major council people in our city, black people, would want the cops, and both of them together supposedly got together and came up with this idea that, maybe we could use Stop and Frisk in Cleveland to curb some of this crime in our neighborhoods.
Wait. We ain't going to be too much about Zach, because Zach was like, that's going to be too controversial in the community. You know, I look at that skit and everything, because it's too much. You can't do that. You already gave dominant domain to the damn State Highway Patrol. See, that's what the people in the city don't realize. See, even if you fucking stick your hand in the back and look back there to the baby and try to, you know, get the baby sippy cup and put it in the mouth before she can stop crying, and you swerve a little bit, and the highway patrol see that, they have a right to pull you over. No questions asked. If you just swerving up the road and try to dodge some potholes and they see it, they can pull you over for that shit. It ain't that you trying to, dodge the potholes from where is it. The road's supposed to be smooth and operational, but yet here you got to play damn near dodge them.
That's right.
But you're going to give all that power to the State Highway Patrol. For what? First of all, why is the damn State Highway Patrol in the inner city?
Thank you very much.
And if that's the case, then we need to have State Highway Patrol in the inner city, because we don't have enough law enforcement, which was supposed to be facilitated through the police department, then they need to hire more fucking police then.
Yeah, and to me, by them consolidating all those damn police districts we had in the neighborhoods, man, that increased a little, crime level a little bit, because now you got fewer cops, spread out over all the same neighborhoods.
Well,
they
it's
closed
like
down
with,
a few.
What's my man's name?
They want to blame it on the budget.
Okay, prime example. Ricky Smiley said it best. It's sad that when you take these officers who are being they closed down the districts and everything. So now you redesign and reassigning these police officers to now the inner city, whereas they ain't never dealt with inner city lifestyle.
Right.
They never dealt with no use and everything with that type of misbehavior, whereas that when you looked at their suburbs, they were in Andy Griffin modes. You know,
right.
You go out and you got to go out here and talk to the neighbor because he didn't have a little bit too much, apple cider and sour juice and shit, you see what I'm saying? And he didn't got beside himself. So when you look at them coming into the inner city, they're bringing that aggression with them, and then they're bringing their hatred and their racism towards the black race with them. And now when you come down to the inner city, they don't know how to restrain themselves when they go from 0 to 10.
That's why they act like they is still in the military or training school, driving all fast, acting all crazy.
Yeah, that too, but you got to remember, man, see, that's a whole different beast in itself. Because
it's a million of these little motherfuckers standing outside on the corner. You know, school's getting ready to get started, and ain't nobody trying to prepare themselves. The same 100 motherfuckers that's down on the corner every night at the end of the winter is standing outside right motherfucking. I'm like, damn, ain't y'all in school already? Half the motherfucking city is back at school, and the other half is not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody getting an idea in their head, man, school is getting ready to start, man. I got to do something.
Find me a little bit more of that direction. That little direction and guidance and everything, because I'm telling you, man, it could take a lot of pressure off of the households. It saddens me to take that glimpse back, man, and see where is it when they created those projects were designed to separate and demoralize the mother and the father in the home. Because when you separate the dad from the mom and the baby is being raised there with no proper guidance, you're not doing nothing but perpetuating the whole system and breeding a whole nother crime spree now.
Right.
And it's the same thing that we've been seeing. I don't care how you take it and you fancy up the damn projects and everything. Shit, the white folks don't live in the projects.
Mm-mm.
And when you look at their projects, their projects, if you look at their projects, their projects have outreach centers, counselors, and the people that they're supposed to be working with and with their case managers. These broads is taking their asses to schools.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't understand how
is it, but
these women can go in.
No, you mean they got this? They got in every well, at least the ones that I'm familiar with, they have a fucking the same shit. The only thing they ain't got down here is a swimming pool. All right, and these motherfuckers, the doors is always open, but it's always empty. They got a church right up the street. They got a church right there. The doors always open. That motherfucker is always empty, man. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers down here I understand where it come from when they be like, oh, they just in for the rides. You know what I'm saying? They just want to ride for as long as they can ride. And I swear that's exactly what these motherfuckers do. You know what I'm saying? I hear so many people down here talk about, you know, man, I got to call my caseworker, find out why my motherfucking check didn't come. You know, fuck that shit. Made me get up out of my bed and this and that. And sound like that's a good-ass thing to do. You know, only thing you got to do is call your caseworker, talk slick real quick, make sure your motherfucking check come, but you really ain't doing shit. What the fuck is that?
Because you got to remember, why am I going to go try to get me a job when the government going to give me food stamps about $600-$700? Mm-hmm. You know, I get me a $200-$300, you know, cash money check, you know. That take care of my little light, gas, and my telephone. You know, if these motherfuckers was to go back to where is it when the welfare people first started doing them screenings, some bitch couldn't even have a television.
Right.
You couldn't even have no phone.
You was living on fucking bare minimum.
Now when you
go
look at fucking houses, man. These motherfucking people got in these fucking projects, man. They're living on Section 8. They got 55-inch screen TVs. They driving better fucking cars than we drive, but yet a motherfucker still can't go out and get them a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the manipulation of the system and how the case managers, them trifling-ass case managers who are not doing their damn job, and then the people, what the people going to say? Well, shit, my case manager one, you know, she okayed everything. I told her that, you know, I'm trying to go to school. She told me that maybe it's not right for you to go to school right now. Who is it to tell them that it's not right for them to go and do what they need to do?
Damn case manager.
But once again, you see the manipulation that is coming in, and then, heaven forbid, you get some of these baby mamas who done got them with slick move going into the system to where is it now. Here, they can push the numbers and the buttons and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something messed up.
That's
out
why
there,
you
dude.
Always hear me preach about, you know, telling these brothers, man, that, look, man, it's plenty of fish in the sea. And just because, shit, a motherfucker can suck a golf ball through a water hose, don't mean that that's the one. Sometimes you gotta fight it test the waters a little bit more.
They gotta do it. They gotta do it. You know
but hopefully, man, go ahead.
Trying to do some things with these kids out here, man. Give them a little bit of hope. You know what I'm saying? Right now, they ain't picking up on it, but they will sooner or later, man. I hope it's sooner than later, because there's some, you know, crazy shit going on out here. You know what I'm saying? We just want to let y'all know that we care about y'all, man. We really just trying to put some motherfucking information in your head, make you think a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something might come across that sound interesting, and you just might, you know, saying, do some investigation on your own. See if it fit with your program or not. You know, that seems to be what a lot of people want to do. So we like everybody out there to send us an email, you know what I'm saying, blogtalkradio.com/image, that's EMAXXTHEEMIJJ, and we checks it out, you know what I'm saying, and respond to them all. And y'all Mexicans or y'all Hispanic people, white people, you people from overseas, if y'all don't like black people, that's y'all problem. Because you got black people that don't like black people. It's like you got black
first
people.
First of all, first of all, look.
Like, you know, you.
Let me interject that for a minute. That's why I said in the beginning of that statement. People. Y'all need to just knock that shit off. For the simple fact is, listen, if you was to take your ass on the other side of the fucking planet, they wouldn't like you in their region.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't like you, what would that be called? Wouldn't they be discriminating against you because you're from another part of the world? So
damn
this
right.
Racism shit goes farther, deeper than the black race. It is racism out there on all the races. And like you stated there, if you're going to continue to roam through this world with that shit on your sleeve, you ain't going to never, ever get nowhere. You're going to be bitter and angry, and then you're going to be frustrated because, like I said there, what the hell you going to do when 2029 come rolling around here and that damn asteroid going to be ready to tear this damn planet up? And everybody's going to be running around this bitch like cockroaches trying to figure out how many holes they can dig into the fucking planet to get down to the core. They better pay attention to that Deep Impact. That motherfucking movie was made for a reason.
And it's going to be weird when the motherfucking white man comes down the street and tell all the white people, get the fuck back in your house.
Right. It's a martial law.
You know, they...
Hard
yeah, they hang on everybody else so bad. They ain't gonna be able to come outside their motherfucking self. And so, you know, that's gonna be the funny part.
I'm telling you, and when you look at it, and they start telling everybody this is 50 and over, they ain't gonna be able to get into the lifeboat.
Nah. They ain't gonna be able to do it.
We taking 50s and under. It was 49 and under.
Yeah.
But once again, why continue to run around this fucking planet and hating and fighting against each other when we need to be working in conjunction with each other? I mean, hey, look, right now, shit, we done figured out how to fucking make a wing. We figured out how to get that wing up off the ground and make an airplane. So, therefore, now we done took the wheel from being a stone to putting some wood and some rubber on that motherfucker to where that now we got a tire that's now you can run over nails and shit and don't even go flat. So,
right.
Once again, we need to continue on our innovations. And if space exploration is our fucking next question, damn it, let's build some big-ass motherfucking motherships and pack them bitches full of all the Trekkie fans. And let's go out into the outer space. That's what they need to do.
For real, though.
So that way you won't have to worry about the planet being overpopulated and shit because, you know, once you get enough people who wants to say well, they want to take that journey, shit, hey, you know, we might need a good, you know, million people that we might need to go out there and colonize, you know, Mars and shit and be that first landing base.
Right.
Hey.
You know,
right now, shit, you have to start thinking outside the box because right now, shit, you know, if China don't contain their water over there, we liable to be fucking eventually be drinking some contaminated water. But it's gonna fuck up. Well, we already drinking contaminated water from the algae plumes. You know, but they already got control factors for that shit because, like they said, the shit happened once before and they ended up just going there and just add some more chlorine to the water and shit. You know, that'll kill the shit off.
Fluoride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Toledo is pretty much financially fucked up anyway, so it ain't
well,
no...
that's why it wasn't
know,
no rioting.
Right. So, you know, straight up, seriously, man, all the banks are moved from downtown. And
man,
a couple
do you
of,
know
and,
that the
Chinese
fucking...
came in and bought up everything. Shit.
Toledo was
so,
a big shipping hub, man, and then when all that shit left and went overseas because they was getting all those tax breaks and everything, that didn't do nothing but just kill that city, just like they did with Youngstown. And then they damn near did the shit in the lower part of Cleveland and everything when all the steel mills and shit shut down. So, I mean, it's
not
all part of their own manipulation to try to bring in a different type of retail. Because you see how they're trying to sell the city on being one of the top-notch medical facilities where you could come and be that best super-duper doctor. Or you can come here and sell off your fucking new inventions on your medical equipment and shit from the medical mart.
That's right. That's right. So y'all know what? We're getting ready to let y'all know, man. We got about 8 more minutes left to go. And we just want to keep y'all informed on some things because it's important that you know these. You know what I'm saying? I thank everybody that's been online listening to the show. Everybody on Facebook and, you know what I'm saying, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's a couple of people out there that listen. But in the Masonic Order, you know, I catch up with you on emails. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be talking and shit. Listen, they got a radio station out there. We'll put it out there when they let us know. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, y'all can tune in.
They need to
night.
Step their asses back up to the plate.
10:30 p.m. Man, all of them. Everybody needs to step up to the plate, man. Everybody. KKK, the Christians, the Roman Christians, the Protestant Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses. All y'all motherfuckers need to get together and pray and bring that all-powerful down here so he can show himself to the people and show his power because, you know, right now, 1,000 years ain't over with. You know what I mean? We according to John the Baptist, we ain't seen the beast yet. But this is, you know, everybody got prophecy to talk about. But I think basically, you know what I'm saying, if we all just educate ourselves, man, and learn some shit that we don't already know. There's so much shit out there that you don't know, man. I'm not saying I know every goddamn thing. There's a whole lot that I need to learn. But if everybody had that attitude, man, you know, stop trying to entertain yourself all the time. We're going to be some all right motherfuckers, man, all right?
So that's what it's about.
We got about...
You said there. I would like to see also, too, the comment on what you had just said there about with these churches and shit. You know, right now they keep saying there's so much evil on the planet. Well, since we've got so many churches right next door to each other and shit, why don't all the churches come on out and stand on their little podiums and preach the word?
Yeah.
And my thing is, why have we got all these damn churches? Why is it the churches roaming the roads just like the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how
sure
you're
going
to be off that crime. You're going to beat that crime back indoors. Tell they dumbasses to take that shit back indoors. Don't let the police take mental pictures of you no more. Make your shit disappear. Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight,
understand exactly what you are trying to accomplish, and the youth need to wake up and understand that, you know, it's a couple of things that they need to do to rectify themselves. They have to be responsible and step up to the plate and face up for their actions and be responsible. Now, ain't nobody saying
right.
that you're going to have to be reminded of your actions and everything all the damn time, because, see, that's what's frustrating to a human being. To constantly be reminded that, okay, you made a mistake. Okay, fuck, I made a mistake. It's done. It's over. It's behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk
well,
about
listen,
what the
now.
Hell you can do to help rectify the situation or get me back into the game. I need to get employed.
Here we go.
I need to get this shit out the way. Whereas if the councilmen want to do something positive, come up with a program whereas that you can re-energize the youth back into the corporate world. And that's based on
that's
taking
right.
them through a training program and everything. You know, we need this what we call sponsorship now. The youth can't do it by themselves.
Right.
I done checked into the shit. I done looked at it. And the first thing that the government going to say is that, nope, we can't do it. But if the councilmen come
and
together from what they're proclaiming, that they asking a question on what they can do, this is what they can do. Help the youth. And
yeah,
the process
know, we,
of helping the youth.
To the end of the show. So we got a couple minutes left, man. And we appreciate that because y'all got to pay attention to this one thing, one last message I need everybody to say. And we're going to let this take you out of here. And I'll be back on Friday. Y'all. Got cheese in the back on the line.
For the dude.
Talk radio.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. It's out.
Yeah. One, two, three, four. It's your little butt.
Gonna be late, yeah. Here come the school bus, you're late.